So God's plan was to send a saviour. And in that reading it said, through your offspring, that's Abraham's offspring, all the nations on the earth will be blessed. And when we come to the New Testament, we find that it points out to us that when it says, through your offspring, it is actually in the singular, meaning one person. It's not your offspring, plural. In other words, it's speaking in particular about one individual who is Christ. And God promised Abraham that one of his descendants would be this Messiah, this Saviour, who would come to bless people, not only Israel, but all the nations of the world. The passage that actually just becomes before where Daniel read, but refers to it, paints an amazing picture of God's plan. God asked Abraham to offer up Isaac as a sacrifice. God never intended that Abraham would sacrifice him, but it was a test of his faith. It tested his faith to the very limit. Sometimes our faith is tested to the very limit. But it also is an amazing picture of God's plan to send his own son, who would be the ultimate sacrifice. He would die for our sins and so become our saviour. In the Bible, from the fall of mankind right at the beginning to the great men and women of faith that we read about, there's a common theme that holds it all together from Genesis through to Revelation, and that is God's plan to send a saviour. A saviour who will save us from ourselves, from our sins, and ultimately bring a redemption to the whole world. And this is what Christmas is all about. It's what our service here this afternoon is all about. We're here to listen to this plan of salvation, to send a saviour, and to see how this was fulfilled in Jesus. And of course, we're here to worship him as Lord. We've heard about God's promise in Genesis 3, after the catastrophe of sin coming into the world, that one of Eve's offspring will crush the serpent's head, Satan's head, and he will strike your heel. Well, that sounds difficult to understand, but it's actually pointing to the cross where Jesus died. We've heard about God's promise to Abraham in Genesis 22. See, the New Testament is all about the promised Saviour. And at the beginning of the New Testament, we have four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we've heard from three of them this evening. They all tell us about Jesus. They all tell us about who he was and the reason that he came, and that was to be the saviour of the world and to give his life up that we might be saved. So, four Gospels about Jesus, but they start in very different places. Matthew, which is the first one, starts with a genealogy, which if you actually read it is quite hard work. But that goes back to Abraham. And then we have an account of the birth of Jesus. And then we have the visit of the Magi, that's the kings. Mark's gospel doesn't say anything about Jesus's birth. It just starts with Jesus as an adult man and his ministry. But Luke does start with Jesus's birth, not only Jesus's birth, but also the birth of John the Baptist, Luke tells us that Jesus was born in a stable. He tells us about the visit of the shepherds. And then we have John. Well, John's completely different. And John starts in a completely different place before time began, as we just heard. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So in fact, we only have two Gospels that tell us about Jesus as a baby and his birth. That is Matthew and Luke. They have a slightly different take on it. Matthew is concerned with the kingship of Christ. So it seems almost natural that he's going to tell the story about the Gentile kings, the Magi who come from the East, and bow down to the one who's called King of the Jews. Luke, in his gospel, is concerned with the poor and the marginalized. So it seems quite appropriate that he's concerned with explaining that Jesus himself was born into poverty and the visit of the shepherds, who were people who would be somewhat on the margins as well. But both Gospels tell us that this child was a fulfillment of God's promises going all the way back to Genesis. Both tell us that Jesus was this offspring, this seed of Abraham. Both tell us that this baby Jesus had come to be our Saviour. Let's just think about Luke's Gospel. The angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds. I think we know that quite well, particularly because of the carol. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people, because today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you." Luke's wanting to tell us that this Jesus is a saviour, and he is Christ the Lord. In the Old Testament, various people were saviors or deliverers, people God raised up to save his people, usually by military means. But overwhelmingly, in the Old Testament, the term savior is actually used for God himself. For example, in Isaiah, I am the Lord. Apart from me, there is no Saviour. And then when we come to the New Testament, God is still called God our Saviour. But Jesus is also our Saviour, which is more than suggestive of what John puts in black and white, really, that Jesus is the Word in flesh. He is God in human form. Let's think about Matthew's Gospel for a moment. In Matthew's Gospel, it's Joseph who hears that Mary is pregnant, and then an angel comes to him in a dream to explain what had happened. He didn't know what had happened, and the angel said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived of her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son. You are given to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." In other words, Matthew is saying that Jesus has come to be a saviour. Not just from conflict on the outside to give us a peace in this world, but actually to give us peace within, to save us from our sins, to give us what we need most, which is forgiveness, to give us actually that thing that we are most reluctant, usually, to admit that we need, forgiveness from our sins. It says in Proverbs, actually, whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. This is why we can come to Christ, to confess our sins and to renounce them. That's our part. But it's God who saves us because he is our Saviour. His name means the Lord saves. Jesus is actually a Greek form of the Hebrew, Joshua. It means the Lord saves. He comes to save us. Someone who knew this in the Old Testament was David. He'd done a terrible thing, a terrible thing. He was responsible for the death of an innocent man. And in one of the Psalms, he just expresses his pain for this terrible thing that he felt he'd done, and this guilt that he felt in his heart that just wouldn't go away. And he cried out to God. He said, "Deliver me, O Lord, from the guilt of bloodshed," because he was guilty. "O God, you who are God, my Saviour." He knew that God was his Saviour, and David found mercy. This is the power of the gospel. This is the power of the gospel to transform us, to forgive us, to make us clean on the inside. And we pray that we'll all know this meaning of the reason that Christ came, that we might have new life in him. Amen.